The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. More economic relief assistance is on its way.
President Trump signed into law a $484 billion relief package, sending most of that money to small businesses who keep workers on their payroll. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says the Paycheck Protection Program has had a meaningful impact.
Between the original funds and these funds will be over 60 million workers, close to half of the private payroll.
During the pandemic, Congress has approved four coronavirus relief bills totaling more than $2 trillion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Congressional Budget Office is projecting deficits will grow to $3.7 trillion in 2020, fueled largely by the four coronavirus relief laws. Those bills promised to pile on more than $2 trillion onto the $24.6 trillion national debt, that is, in just the remaining 6 months of the current fiscal year. This is SRN News.
This is Nick Anderson, General Manager of Salem Media Group Twin Cities. During times of crisis, this radio station will continue to be a reliable source of news and information. We take this very seriously and ask that you continue to stand behind not only our station by listening every day, but by continuing to do business with our local marketing partners. It's because of their support that we can be a beacon of strength when our culture needs it the most. Visit this station's website to learn more or call us at 651-405-8800.
AM 1280 The Patriot Intelligent Radio, Hour 2 of your Northern Alliance Radio Network. Headliner Mitch Berg coming up next. He's going to keep you up to date and informed on politics in Minnesota and nationwide. And to keep you informed on COVID-19, there's one place to go, and that's the AM1280ThePatriot.com website. We got COVID-19 updates and resources, plus you're the governor's daily press conference right at our website. Here's your Twin Cities forecast brought to you by Great Plains Windows and Doors. Mostly sunny, a high of 69. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, low of 43.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the show that is making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My game, dominating Twin Cities Weekend Radio, along with my colleague, Brad Carlson, every Sunday from 1 to 3. And King Banyan on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. The station's so nice, I identified it twice, together with the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Now, all of us, all three of us, especially King Banyan, who reports on economics better than anyone in the country on the radio, period, end of sentence, have talked for years in the abstract and at a policy level about government picking winners and losers. And this happens all the time in tax policy, in zoning policy, and all sorts of policy levels in the abstract, where businesses with more clout get more advantages than businesses without said clout. But the state of emergency has led to literally the state of Minnesota, among with many other governments at the federal and all 50 states, picking, or in a few blessedly rare cases, refraining from picking, winners and losers. Big box stores, winners. Small vape shops, hair salons, car mechanics, anything that didn't have the lobbying clout to be deemed essential, has been shut down, picked as losers, if you will. The Constitution guarantees us the right to seek the redress of grievances at the First Amendment. You can look it up. Kids, ask your parents. And with us to discuss a means and a mechanism to seek the redress of those grievances, I'm joined by Dan McGrath and Eric Cardall. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mitch. Thanks for having us on. How are you doing?
Always fantastic. The worst day on the air is better than the best day off it. I say that, and I usually mean it. And, of course, Eric Cardall, your attorney as well. Eric, welcome back to the broadcast.
Well, thanks for having me, Mitch.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Let's talk about the Free Minnesota Coalition. We'll start with you, Dan. This is clearly a response to the ham-fisted, broad-brush approach that this shutdown, this state of emergency, has taken in the Minnesota, in the state of Minnesota. Describe the process that led you to lead setting up the Free Minnesota Coalition.
It was pretty simple, really. The thought process went along the lines of observing the governor issuing decrees along the lines of setting up hotlines for neighbors to knock out the neighbors for violating social distancing or other aspects of his executive order. And then he comes up with another hotline for disparate impact on minorities. And I was kind of sitting there wondering, well, where's the hotline to report government oppression? Because that's what I'm seeing happening here. Uh-huh. And since there wasn't one set up by the government, we had to create one. So we've got a hotline set up where people can report if their rights have been trampled by the government during this crisis. And then we're going to connect those people with attorneys and the funds necessary to file cases either in their defense or to sue the government when there's a cause of action.
So, by the way, the website is freeminnesota.net. I will post that at shotinthedark.info whenever I got a couple spare minutes to do some typing here. Eric Cardall, you are the attorney. You have been fighting for constitutional rights and election integrity in Minnesota for as long as I've been doing this show, and likely a lot longer. Tell us a little bit about the legal background to this, and really what the Free Minnesota Coalition sees itself doing in court to redress the grievances that are going to come out of this rather ham-fisted shutdown.
Right. Inspired by Dan, we've already located a couple businesses who are going to sue the governor. That's what I've done for my career, is sue the government. So we're going to sue the governor because the COVID order, as you indicated in your intro, arbitrarily and capriciously favors the large businesses like Target and not the small businesses like the shoe stores and the others that sell basically the same products that Target sells. And so that's unconstitutional. We agree the constitutional rights of Target are being respected, but they're violating the constitutional rights of the small businesses.
What sort of recourse are you seeing for these businesses? What legal theory do you see yourself pursuing in court on behalf of these businesses that you're have engaged with already?
Well, you know, when you sue the local and state governments, you always have to be concerned about what's called sovereign immunity. So you have to look for what's called a private cause of action, and that can be found in the common law or statute. And thank God the state legislature and its providence has authorized the people to sue the state of Minnesota when it adopts a rule, or in this case, an order. And it's called a petition for declaratory judgment in the Minnesota Court of Appeals. And so you just petition the Court of Appeals to hold the order invalid with respect to this one aspect. It's unconstitutional.
So, Dan McGrath, what have you been hearing from business owners since you started? By the way, how long has this been up and running? And what have you been hearing from the public?
The hotline just went live a couple of days ago, and it was Eric and his attorney contacts that came up with the small business angle. We've got a takings issue on our web form, but primarily what we're hearing through the website so far has been complaints about an inability to go to church and worship the way that people wish. We don't have anything that's come up yet from that angle that gives us a cause of action, because in most of these cases, the churches are voluntarily complying. They're not trying to order and force force the issue.
Right.
So there's another organization called the Alliance Defending Freedom that's kind of dealing with those broader issues of religious freedom. So we're looking for still someone that has a case where they're personally impacted and there's a cause of action that we can bring to court.
Okay, so how can people? I've listed the website freeminnesota.net. You have a government oppression hotline, basically a snitch line in reverse to counter the governor's snitch line. What's the phone number, Dan McGrath?
It's 844-RIGHTS-0 or 844-744-4800. 877-8770.
So, and there's a little bit of distortion on the line. I'm going to repeat that for you. It's 844-RIGHTS, that's R-I-G-H-T-S, zero. Or if you prefer numbers, 1-844-744-4870. I will post that and the website at shotinthedark.info as soon as I get a moment or two here. If you are a business owner in particular who has had your freedom, your rights, your prosperity, and your livelihood infringed by this rather ham-fisted shutdown. Eric Cardall, what kind of business people should consider making this phone call? What, in terms of return on investment of time and effort, what kind of cases have, from your perspective, the best shot of getting somewhere?
Well, for my legal theory, my proposed procedure, I'd like to file by Wednesday this petition to have the governor's order as it reflects upon shuttering businesses found invalid under the Constitution, because, as you said in your intro, the governor can't pick winners and losers like this. I mean, this word essential services, essential, is so offensive. We don't really even have a complete shutdown. And then they're violating our human dignity by saying we're not essential, like Cuomo telling the displaced workers, go get an essential job. Well, right. What a joke. How disrespectful. Well, we're saying, knock it off, Walz. You're not essential. We're essential. And you can't make these distinctions in a constitutional democracy like we have. And so it's just either we're in a complete shutdown and the government shuts down too, or we're all open. The government hasn't shut down at all. No government worker has missed a check. No government check has not been issued. And so it's just so unfair that the private sector, half the private sector, is taking the blow here. And so we're going to fight back. And I decided to do this because I saw these small businesses in this debate were underrepresented. And I expect our lawsuit's going to have a huge political impact because it's going to expose this hypocrisy.
What sort of businesses have signed on to this suit or these suits? I'm assuming it's one case that you're filing at this point, or are you filing a blizzard of paper with the state courts?
No, it's just one suit, one theory, multiple businesses. We have retail store, and then we have a restaurant and a gymnasium shop, gymnastics. And so a varied business. Anyone who's been shuttered, all they have to do is compare what they do to Target or any of these other businesses that are staying open, and you see how crooked it is, and they just agree with me, and they call, and they can be added to the lawsuit. And it's a very this doesn't require a lot of resources because I do it every day. And to me, this is just, those small businesses, they need to be represented, and the governor's order is clearly unconstitutional, as you indicated in your intro. That was common sense in your intro, and guess what? Our Constitution is full of common sense, and the governor has violated common sense and imposed undue burden on this group of people while they're sitting fat and happy with their government checks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the people telling us shut down if it saves even one life, we should shut everything down and keep it shut down until there's a vaccine, however long it takes. They tend to be the people who are on the government payroll and aren't looking at any getting cut off anytime soon here. On the hand, all of us in the private sector are going, okay, anytime now. You're not going to solve this epidemic with a population full of paupers here. It just won't happen. Wealth is the best way to solve problems. I'm just going to editorialize a little bit there. End of that.
That's true. Poverty kills.
Poverty kills and wealth. And wealth solves problems. That's right. You're not going to solve problems if everyone is broke. Dan McGrath, do you see this case that Eric mentioned for Wednesday being the last case, or are you looking at some other ways of other litigation to put out there on other theories?
No. Well, this outline is established to allow people that have had other violations of their rights find recourse. So we're going to be connecting people if they have a cause of action with the right attorneys to get them going. We're raising money to help them pay the court costs, filing fees. Some of these attorneys are willing to work, at reduced rates, but still filing fees and everything is considerable expense. So we've raised about $1,000 to help towards that so far. And if we have a particular case with a name attached and a story, I'm sure we can raise more around that to help the person. But we're looking at cases like, you know, the mother that gets arrested because she took her daughter to the park.
Yes.
You know, providing some defense there, or the churchgoers that were sitting in their cars in a parking lot and each got fined $500 for sitting in their car. Cases like that. So if anyone has them, report them at 844-RIGHTS-0. We'll triage them and refer them to the correct attorneys to get something going for those people.
So
this will be ongoing for as long as we need it.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of getting things going, Eric Cardall, we mentioned, obviously, the hotline itself, 844-RIGHTS-0. But there's other things that are needed as well. We need to raise money to help people file these cases. And we need attorneys. I mean, you can't do it all yourself. As much of a powerhouse as you are, Eric Cardall, you could use some help. How can people pony up to help financially? And if you're an attorney who's looking to do a little pro or low bono work, how can you get involved?
Well, I think Dan's agreed to be the clearinghouse for that. I know Doug Seaton at the Upper Midwest Law Center has agreed to look at the First Amendment cases. So I've been Dan and I have been referring some cases to him. So we're doing this in a collaborative way. In fact, you know, you're right. We're going to have to file lots of these lawsuits to put the pressure on Waltz. I have one idea. Other people may have other ideas. But the nice thing about the idea I have is it's just a direct shot at the government. The government, as you kind of said in your intro, you can imagine how happy I was, right? wait a minute. Yeah, they're shutting down businesses and picking losers and winners based on what? Essential services?
Yeah.
And Target's essential, and the people who sell the products that Target sells aren't essential?
That's right.
I mean, it's just beyond belief. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing. And it's so sad to me that people don't question the government's reasoning on this. Other than your voice and a few other voices like Dan, people are so reflexively deferring to the government's reason that we don't even object when the government's unreasonable.
The one I love, and this is close to some people in my family, you can't go to a tobacco or vape shop, goodness knows, not a vape shop, to buy your vape if you've been trying to quit smoking for years, but feel free to crowd into a Speedway or a gas station to buy your vape cartridges, a gas station that hasn't been cleaned in weeks. That makes perfect sense.
The higher traffic, higher volume areas are going to
exactly. Dan McGrath, we talked about the hotline, of course, 844-RIGHTS-0. I will post that at shotinthedark.info right after the broadcast today. But as I mentioned, you also need money and you need attorneys. Where can people go? How can people find out? How can people either pony up or volunteer some of their time as an attorney?
One-stop shop for that at freeminnesota.net. So there's a form there for the hotline. If you want to submit your incident online, you can do it there. There is the First Liberties Defense Fund that's being used to help pay these attorney costs and court filing fees. And there's a volunteer sign-up form for lawyers that might want to get involved and offer their services for a reasonable rate.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, I will post all of this at shotinthedark.info as soon as I'm off the air when I get a moment. Please, Eric and Dan, keep me apprised of how this case goes. Have your people call my people. We want to A, keep publicizing this. B, keep the progress of this case out in front of the people. So can we do that, please?
Absolutely.
I'll take that as an absolutely from both of you. Eric Cardall, Dan McGrath, thank you both for stopping by on the show with us today. This won't be the first time we talk about this. The Constitution guarantees us the right to seek our redress for redress of grievances. This is where it starts. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Eric Cardall, Dan McGrath. Once again, the website, freeminnesota.net. The phone number, 844-RIGHTS-0. When we come back, the good, the bad, and the ugly of Twin Cities media this past week. Go nowhere. It's the Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Look at all these options.
You can fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream The Patriot. Top shelf choices include AM1280ThePatriot.com, our free app, and Radio.com.
The team at Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains wants you to know that they're open and here to care for our community. As an essential service provider, they will continue to provide plumbing and drain services during these trying times. They've always practiced the highest standards of health and safety, including wearing gloves and shoe covers. They've now added wearing masks, social distancing, and stringent sanitizing to keep your family safe. When you call, they're screening during the scheduling process to provide an extra layer of protection. Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains, providing legendary safe service to our community.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-218-9520. 800-218-9520. 800-218-9520. That's 800-218-9520.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help the station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
American Pressure, spray it, don't say it. Looking to disinfect? American Pressure has solutions for you. In stock, we've got our MDM 1500, our mobile disinfecting cart, featuring a four-wheel, easy-to-maneuver cart, 50-foot of hose, and a high-pressure pump for great misting action. Call us today at 763-521-4442 to find out more.
Need quotes on roofing, siding, or windows, but don't want several salespeople trouncing through your home? Well, just a few pictures from you and a short phone call with me, and I'll email you three competing quotes on any brand from three trusted local contractors. Set up a virtual appointment today at getmythreequotes.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Join us, won't you, please? By the way, this just in, and I don't care who you are or how long you've been in radio, you can't lie to me. You wanted to use the phrase, this just in on the air. I think I've been able to do it maybe three times in my entire career. This just in, Japanese news reporting that Kim Jong-un is in a vegetative state after heart surgery apparently gone bad. There's more rumors, of course. These are attributed to rumors that claim Kim, the dictator of North Korea, is dead. In fact, China-backed journalist claims North Korean dictator has died, while Japanese report says the dictator is in a vegetative state. A delegation of Chinese doctors have reported, according to the Daily Mail, so judge for yourself. But a lot of rumors popping up now about a delegation of Chinese doctors dispatched to North Korea amid rumors that the North Korean leader is in very poor health. One Japanese media outlet claims Kim Jong-un is in a vegetative state after invasive surgery. On Thursday, Trump downplayed the earlier reports that Kim is gravely ill. However, they just keep popping up. So the good news, I hate to express any joy over anyone's health issues. However, if there's anyone with whom I might make an exception, it might be Kim Jong-un, a sadistic butcher and tyrant. The good news is he might be assuming room temperature bit by bit here. The bad news, whoever replaces him could very well be much, much worse. Anyway, if you're so inclined, and I hope you are, pray for the people of North Korea. Yes, thoughts and prayers do matter. And anyone who says they don't, but then turns around and advocates meditation, doesn't know what they're talking about. And anyway, this past week was Earth Day. I believe it was Thursday was Earth Day worldwide, annual observance, basically orgy of virtue signaling worldwide, especially now in the era of science being used to log roll people into acquiescence about things like climate change alarmism. And more importantly, really, the whole idea that the only response to climate change is to turn the keys to the world's economy over to the people who not only can't build a driver's license system here in Minnesota, but the people who made this virus a worldwide pandemic when they could, with a little bit of honesty and transparency, have nipped it in the bud months ago without shutting down most of the world's economy. These are the people that the activists want to put in charge of the world's economies. Anyway, one thing you saw this past week was further evidence that progressives are completely innumerate, that is to say, illiterate about numbers. I did some watching of the local TV news, mind you, not CNN, not the New York Times, not The Daily from the New York Times, the world's most annoying radio personality, Michael Barbaro. But local TV news and weather talking heads chattering about Earth Day on Thursday. And I heard this line from two or three different local weather people in noting that pollution, hey, here's an upside to the COVID epidemic. Pollution is at record lows around the planet. And of course, it made me just give myself a crushing facepalm, because one of the weather drones, I won't say who, but one of the talking heads said, it just goes to show what people can do to fight climate change when they set their minds to it. That's why this person's in TV and not radio. You see, because when the economy slows to a record halt, by the way, vaporizing trillions of dollars in personal institutional wealth along the way and throwing millions or tens of millions, really, of people into at least short-term poverty and possibly much worse, with whole industries shutting down and hundreds of thousands of small businesses vanquished over a little more than 6 weeks, yeah, the air's going to clean up a little bit. That whole lack of any form of economic activity cleans things up. Imagine how clean it'll be if everyone died. It's TV people. By the way, speaking of TV people, they're not the worst people in the world. The worst person in the world may be Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, who, after serially botching New York's crisis response for weeks and weeks, earned his label Mr. Sensitive this past week. Governor Andrew Cuomo has a message. By the way, this coming in via the Washington Times. Andrew Cuomo has a message to protesters who are struggling to pay their bills. I believe Dan McGrath mentioned this during our last segment. His prescription? Go take a job as an essential worker. You want to go to work? Take a job as an essential worker. By the way, this is a reporter at a press conference this past week who was doing something I'm not used to reporters doing with liberal wonder kids, actually asking serious questions, bringing examples to a press conference of people whose businesses were being shut down, whose lives were being destroyed, who were being thrust into poverty by an arbitrary, capricious, and authoritarian shutdown that assumes, by the way, that you're perfectly safe going to Walmart to buy groceries or to Lowe's to buy a sponge. But a small business, a mechanic shop, a lawn service, a hair salon, can't observe the same sorts of restrictions. A bar, a restaurant can't observe the same sorts of safeguards and open safely. See, because big government as lobbyists are where the intelligence is. They can say unemployment insurance isn't, and this is quoting Governor Cuomo, they can say unemployment insurance isn't enough, he replied. I get it. Even with the $600 check and the $1,200 check, the unemployment benefit's still not enough, says Governor Cuomo. I understand the economic hardship. No, you don't. Silver spoon yutz. We all feel it. The question is, what do you do about it? And why do you put public health at risk? And do you drive up the number of deaths for it because you have no idea how to reopen now? The governor was then asked if a fundamental right to work exists, if the, quote, government can't get citizens the money that they need in a timely manner. And the governor responded in just the classic case of let them eat DoorDash. You want to go to work? The governor replied to this reporter, unbelievably a reporter, go take a job as an essential worker. That's right. Your bar, restaurant, your mechanic shop, your hair salon, your vape shop, your flower shop has been shut down. Go get a job driving DoorDash. Go get a job stocking shelves at the Walmart. Sure, it all evens out. Work is work as long as you're not essential. If you're a government worker of the stature of a Andrew Cuomo and his legions of minions whose paychecks are not being interrupted, the rest of us are just a bunch of cattle. That was one reporter that did their job. We got two more. Well, one example of a reporter that did some sterling work this past week. And one, I got some questions about. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Your potential customers are at home right now. Are you there with them? In these uncertain times, the investment you made in digital marketing is really paying off. Thanks to Salem Surround, you're on page one of the search engines. Your online reputation is 5-star. Your digital presence is accurate, and you're everywhere. Oh, wait, you're not? You don't have an effective digital marketing strategy? It's not too late. Contact Salem Surround for help. We deliver prescriptive marketing solutions to communicate with your current and future customers that not only meet your needs, but exceed your expectations. Salem Surround can help you with digital marketing during these difficult times and beyond. Total market saturation with increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com, connecting you with new customers.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Don't forget, Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, proprietor of the finest pillow I have ever put my head on. I've got two of them, and I love them more every month, I hear to tell you. They're leading the Stand With Israel tour this year, December 2nd through the 11th. All the things you've heard about the last couple Stand With Israel tours, the same and even more so this time around. Go to am1280thepatriot.com, sign on up, get in on it. People drive you crazy if you don't. Anyway, by the way, a great article in The Federalist yesterday by a fellow named Jonathan Ashbach, who's a doctoral student at Hillsdale, entitled How Cowardice and Class Privilege Shape Support for Coronavirus Lockdowns, particularly the class privilege. I mean, people who are government employees, employed by academia, and otherwise have little to worry about financially are the ones who are talking about locking everything down. I got to confess, I work in the private sector, but so far, my job's holding up. Knock wood. Dear Lord, please hold up. Someone's got to keep paying the bills, right? But I'll be posting a link to that at Shot in the Dark, that info, after the show. In fact, I'm going to be posting the biggest show post in a long time, along with all the information about getting a hold of Dan McGrath and Eric Cardall if you have a grievance against the governor's shutdown to report. So I'll post that as well. As well, I've already posted a piece about this at my blog at shotinthedark.info. It's about our old friends, the Doerr brothers, D-O-R-R, the three brothers from Iowa, who have been, my humble opinion, I believe the facts bear this out. I believe I've shown these the facts to have borne this out over the last few years. How many years? I thought it was 5 years that I've been covering the Doerr brothers. In fact, it's been 7 years now. About this time in 2013, I wrote my first piece on the Doerr brothers, Aaron, Chris, and Ben, who run a chain of pressure groups nationwide. Now, I say pressure groups. Technically, they are about Second Amendment, pro-life, and lately pro-Trump. And now, over the course of this past week, pro-reopening activism. They've been leading protests around the country, in a sense. And they've actually been getting some major media coverage, including some that goes out of its way to show them as standard bearers for the American right and for gun rights groups. Now, two reporters here in the Twin Cities have actually done a fair job of reporting on the Doerr brothers here in the state of Minnesota. I think it's Alex Montemayor at the Star Tribune wrote a piece this past week with a terrible headline, but decent, fairly thorough coverage of the Doerr brothers scam. And in particular, Kat Richard at Minnesota Public Radio, a organization that I, in all honesty, in terms of newsroom operations and their reporters on the street, I think may be the best newsroom in the Twin Cities for purposes of detaching politics as much as possible from their daily coverage. Oh, yeah, there are exceptions. Oh, yeah, their news program production with the likes of Carrie Miller is pretty much Democratic Party PR, but the actual reporters in the street, the likes of your Tim Pugmires and your Capitol reporter, what's his name? I can't remember. Brian Baxt, excellent Capitol reporter, one of the best there is. And I think they largely do a fairly comprehensive, I used to say comprehensive, but a conscientious job of trying to keep their personal politics out and reporting the facts as they are. Can't say that about NPR News, the national version, but I think the St. Paul newsroom does the best it can. Not a perfect job, but a decent job. As good as any newsroom, better than most. And the Doerr brothers were the subject of a report by Catherine Richard, a longtime reporter at Minnesota Public Radio, who did a piece this past week on them, in which she wrote, I'm just going to recite from the Twitter feed. Back in February, she started reporting on a trio who used social media to spread disinformation and sow discord among the GOP, including here in Minnesota. The story got put aside when COVID became the only story out there, but she gave a classic example of how Minnesota gun rights does the voodoo it does, pointing out the example of they're referring to Josh Heinzman, a strident pro-lifer, as good a pro-lifer as there is in the Minnesota State Legislature, especially in the House of Representatives anymore, who has what anti-abortion groups like the Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life would call a perfect voting record on the issue, who's been targeted by the Doerr brothers, who at the start of the session, Ben Doerr was filmed asking Heinzman's son if he knew his daddy votes to kill babies, which he never did. And Richard went on to basically point out the same things that I've been pointing out since 2013. The Doerr brothers have a pattern. They move into a state, Minnesota. I mean, they're based in Iowa. They live in Iowa. They do almost all their work from Iowa, except the occasional drive-by filming a video and then going off to, I don't know, do whatever they do. But they move into a state, set up an organization, really set up a Facebook page, establish a social media presence, usually Facebook pages. They loudly and abrasively claimed that Republican pro-life, pro-gun legislators are, quote, selling out their supporters, apparently by being in the same Capitol building as their opponents. That's the closest thing to a logical case I've seen so far. Being in the building with Democrats means you're selling out. I mean, there is no logical case to it. What they're doing is much akin to what Burt Lancaster's character in the classic movie Elmer Gantry did. If you have never seen Elmer Gantry, it's, I think, was the best picture of, I think it won Best Picture in 1960. It won Shirley Jones an Oscar when she was in her late 20s as a prostitute who basically brought Elmer Gantry down. Elmer Gantry, played by Burt Lancaster, brilliant role, one of the greatest roles in his career, was a drifter, a grifter, a petty criminal, a con man who had a way with words, and he wound up falling in with a traveling evangelist show led by Gene Simmons. Now, Gene with a J, the classic American actress of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, not the bass player for the rock band Kiss. Very different person, entirely different. Gene Simmons, the original one, sort of America's version of Audrey Hepburn 10 years, 15 years before Audrey Hepburn broke upon the scene. She's kind of in that same style and acting weight class, although it became much less famous over time. And she played a traveling evangelist, basically a tent evangelist, who wound up getting sweet-talked and seduced morally and, well, eventually literally by Burt Lancaster's smooth-talking grifter, who had a way with giving a fire and brimstone sermon that brought in the fearful and the empty, the emotionally bereft, and of course emptying their pockets and prospering greatly from it. And if you've seen the movie, and if you've seen the Doerr brothers in action, then you've seen the same thing twice. That's what the Doerr brothers do. They move into a state, they establish a social media presence, they loudly and abrasively declare that everyone in the state, but mostly the Republicans, mostly the pro-gunners, mostly the pro-lifers, are the enemy, that they're the sellouts, that they are the reasons that the Second Amendment is under attack. They are the reasons, not the Democrats, not the progressive nonprofit industrial complex, but the Republicans are the reasons that abortions are still happening and being paid for with tax dollars. That the Republicans are the reason that President Trump is facing opposition in a state. And now that Republicans, the ones who are doing the actual work to try to reopen the state or to at least put some guardrails on Governor Waltz's power, which, by the way, they can't do because the Democrats control the House. And if one chamber opposes putting guardrails on Governor Waltz, unless they can be persuaded to agree, then it ain't gonna happen. Well, this is the Doerr brothers' pattern. And Catherine Richard did, I will say this here and now, an excellent job of reporting on this. I urge you to read it. It's posted on my blog as of last Tuesday, a piece entitled Carpetbaggers, the Big Time. By the way, my stories about the Doerr brothers usually lead off with the term carpetbaggers because that's what they are. They come into the state. They promise gloom and death and destruction to their cause if you don't give them lots of money. They turn around and pay that money to what? A direct mail firm that their family owns in Des Moines. They charge it all off to fundraising expenses. Yeah, they will throw some token effort out there in a state. They'll send a few boxes of literature. They'll make a few videos, in which they talk very tough and spin some theories at the very least, conspiracy theories at the very least, and just a lot of name-calling at the very worst. I mean, saying some pretty stupid, inflammatory things about the people who were actually doing the lifting. Oh, yeah, they claim credit for the work that the real groups like the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, the Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance, and groups in other states are actually doing. They claim credit for it while serving as a boat anchor and, most importantly, taking money that could go to actual groups that are doing the work, taking that money out of the state. And I say this with little fear of contradiction. Any money given to Minnesota Gun Rights, MGR, may as well be given directly to Michael Bloomberg. It may as well be given to Protect Minnesota. It may as well be given to NARAL or to Planned Parenthood, because it's going to do no good, none, in the legislature where, yeah, no, the laws get made. It's gone for purposes of actually influencing policy. Their line is, oh, trying to influence policy in the Capitol is selling out. We got to give your money to somebody who's uncompromising. Yeah, but what have they done? Worst part, by the way, from what I, from my perspective, is they exploit some work from some good, well-meaning people, which gives them their only real presence on the street when it comes to campaigns in this state. They are being exploited, hence the Elmer Gantry reference. I hope everyone wakes up to these people. So kudos to Kat Richard at Minnesota Public Radio. Less kudos to our next subject, Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280, The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
If you could do one thing that changed you forever, would you? How about something exciting and extraordinary, a bucket list item with years of memories packed into 10 days? Make 2020 a year you'll never forget and join me, Sebastian Gorka, and my friend Mike Lindell on the Stand with Israel tour this December 2nd to 11th. Journeying through one of the most politically and spiritually significant places in the world, and you'll see over 40 iconic sites straight from history.
Register at am1280thepatriot.com.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. By the way, don't forget Brad Carlson coming up tomorrow, 1 until 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot. King Banyan, heard every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on her sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. It's the Northern Alliance. We've been making Twin Cities Radio listenable on the weekend, which really means listenable at all, period, end of sentence. We're happy to do it. We're proud to do it. And we hope you keep joining us here, as well as the rest of our weekday lineup. Yeah, they're out there, too, and they're still doing the Lord's work in every possible way. Anyway, I have done something that I think will probably get some of you to go, huh, Berg, what's up? I've complimented, without stint or reservation, two public radio stories, one via American Public Media and Minnesota-based, at least formerly Minnesota-based, reporter Sasha Zlanian. I think she's still here. On the CES flu, the cases of COVID that broke out from the Consumer Electronics Show last winter in Las Vegas, and how that started Silicon Valley coughing away months before. In fact, they're figuring the first COVID deaths in California happened in January, early February, not March or April. So that was excellent. And of course, Kat Richards' story on the Doerr brothers, which was a good story, along with Alex Montemayor's story at the Star Tribune, which has a terrible headline written by a copy editor, but it was an excellent story. The frustrating part of that whole thing is every couple of years, just like the gun control debate itself, we, the good guys, have to educate an entire new generation of reporters on what the actual facts are, because most of them, God love them all, most of them don't know them. They haven't been taught them. They're certainly not learning them from their fellow reporters, other than the ones who have been taught the truth by previous generations of activists. We've talked about these over the years, the occasional Star Tribune or even City Pages reporter who came to realize, oh, yeah, conservatives got a point. And by the way, Minnesota Public Radio at one point was really conscientious, not just about keeping bias out of their street reporting, but actually reaching out for other perspectives on issues. Now, they've dialed way back on that for some reason. I have my suspicions. But still and all, I think they generally do a conscientious job. That being said, there was a problem. There has been a problem for some weeks now. I'm just going to fully disclose here. I have no reason not to. I used to be a big fan of a fellow named Bob Collins, who was a former Minnesota Public Radio journalist, personality, and I believe mid-level executive, if memory serves. We always got along really well during the early days of this broadcast and during the early days of my blog, during the glory days of blogging. I actually invited him to a Minnesota Organization of Bloggers party, and he showed up. There's a picture of him floating around somewhere, sitting at a table with a couple of my conservative friends, talking about sports and, I don't know, cars and airplanes, I think, everything but politics, which is what we did at those mob parties back in the day. And for the record, I think he kind of had fun. He talked about it later on. It was a good time. He had a good time. Conservative? Well, it wasn't a particularly conservative event. Most of us were conservatives, but we didn't talk a lot of politics. Anyway. And Bob, I will say this, Bob Collins, former, recently retired Minnesota Public Radio personality, journalist, executive, wrote two of the better compliments I've ever been given during my career as a D-list pundit. He wrote two things about me. Number one, back in 2008, he called me one of the best writers about music in the Twin Cities for my writing about Bo Diddley and some anniversary of a Bruce Springsteen album I particularly liked. He gave me a really wonderful compliment, quite frankly. They call me a Pollyanna, but I give people credit for that sort of thing. He wrote one other thing about me. Maybe he didn't even know it was me, although I think he did. 2008, I was covering the preparations for the Republican National Convention. I was working in downtown St. Paul. I skipped out of work for a little bit over lunch, walked over to a press conference that one of the protester groups was holding by the St. Paul, the XL Center. And they were giving a press conference talking about their rationalizations for protesting and how they couldn't quite guarantee that people wouldn't get violent, but it wasn't their first choice. And I asked them, so does this mean you're really kind of tolerating violence? And the woman giving the answer kind of waffled around and said, we can't really predict what people. And I just said, you're not answering my question. And Bob, in his account of the story, said some words to the effect of, the blogger asked the five words that mark a great political journalist. You're not answering my question. And I took that, as, whoa. Am I a great political journalist? No, but I certainly try to ask questions. And it was quite a compliment to get from a pro. It really was. I mean, I've been a news reporter in the past, 30-plus years ago. I wouldn't call myself a reporter. I report off and on my blog and on this show. I certainly try to relate the facts accurately, completely, and given my point of view, some balance. Well, At any rate, Bob retired last year. His last day on the job, Governor Waltz proclaimed the entire statewide Bob Collins Day in his honor. But retirement, I'm going to guess, not treating him so well. I don't know what it is, but he's had this string of posts that have been pretty, well, disgusting. A few months ago, he posted one thing about a post from the Center of the American Experiment, in which he referred to the center as, quote, the Klan robe crowd, as in the Ku Klux Klan white robe crowd, which I think would come as a surprise to Mitch Perlstein, the founder. He's Jewish. The Klan and the Jews don't get along. Anyway, that was a few months ago, and this past week, as this froth about Donald Trump allegedly telling people to use Clorox to cure COVID, which, by the way, the media is taking seriously, at least the left-wing media is taking seriously, and my good friend Sean Sorrentino said this is this year's internet intelligence test. Last year's, do you believe there was a Russian collusion, or that Brett Kavanaugh did any of the things he was told that we were told he did? This year, it's did the president really say drink Clorox? He didn't. I take him at his word. He was talking off the cuff. It was a slip. It was a dumb thing to say, but he's not advising people to drink Clorox. If you do, you have only yourself to blame. Yeah. He tweeted, quote, if Trump supporters drink a hot cup of bleach today, I'm pretty okay with that. Tell the truth, Bob. Did you used to work for Hallmark? Oh, it didn't stop there. Quote, remember, Republicans, the proper way to inject disinfectant into your lungs is with a bullet. If I said that, if any conservative said that, there would be hell to pay. I think my employer would find out sooner than later. Oh, yeah. And when Paul Gazelka was reported to have said they want to revisit state employees' contracts because they're not getting paid so much. They're not doing so much work and they're not so much money coming in. He wrote, this is yesterday, when the Civil War breaks out, I'm plotting a course for Senate District 9. So he's called for death to Republicans. Now, I don't believe that Minnesota Public Radio actually, the newsroom actually fosters that sort of belief. But Bob is still something of a minor celebrity over there, so it kind of makes me wonder if there isn't some tolerance for this sort of thought in what is ordinarily an excellent newsroom. I'd love to get some answers. NPR doesn't like to give them to us commoners. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366 7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Are you tired of all the garbage that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with your family and watch something that affirms our American values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com to stream the number one political documentary of 2019. Free speech is under attack now more than ever. Politicians on the left are threatening to permanently shut down churches and synagogues. And we can't even open a debate about when we return to work. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces, the movie that the hard left does not want you to see. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Send the message to Hollywood that you support movies that support your values. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
As Winston Churchill said, all the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, and hope. Hi, this is Andrew Parker with the law firm Parker Daniels Keyboard.
This week, Andrew will spend the entire hour commemorating the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Dachau concentration camp, and will both memorialize those who perished and celebrate those who were involved in the liberation, including his father, Leonard Parker.
The Victory Hour, Sundays at 4 p.m. AM 1280.